Thank you for calling the Arlington office of Overeaters Anonymous and requesting information. OA offers a 12-step program of recovery to the compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic through an ongoing support system that encourages members to share with each other their own experience, strength, and hope. We charge no dues or fees for members and are self-supporting through our own contributions. OA claims no medical, nutritional, or psychological expertise, and in fact encourages members to contact qualified professionals for help in these areas while continuing to get support in OA. This tape contains the personal stories of OA members, along with the thoughts from professionals and their experience in dealing with OA members.
Hi, my name is Beanie. I just wanted to say that I've really grateful because I've been in OA over 9 years, and before I came into OA, I weighed well over 300 pounds. I had serious problems with my back. I have 3 discs that are now powder in my lower back. They're so deteriorated. My knees were starting to go. My family has a history of heart disease and diabetes, and that's one of the real reasons that I joined OA was because I was peaking. I was 38 years old, and I know that most of my family members had had heart attacks by the time they were 40, so I decided to try OA. Upon coming into OA, I found myself a sponsor who had offered me a food plan that worked for me. But when I think about what my life was before I had come into OA, I had built this wall of fat around me where I could hide out because I was like a frightened little boy. We didn't want to deal with life and didn't know how to deal with relationships of any type with people. So, as opposed to the alcohol, which I used to use to be extrovert and get out of myself, the food was a way for me to hide. I built a wall of fat around me, and all I had to do was put an angry look on my face to keep people away, and I could isolate that way. Well, since coming into OA, as I said, I've experienced a lot of physical and emotional and spiritual recovery. I've lost about 150 pounds, and because I've become active in service in OA, I've been learning how to interact with people, not to hide, to feel comfortable in a thin body, which was very difficult for me in the beginning. It was very hard for me not to be afraid to go out amongst people, being a small body, because when you feel like you're a small and insignificant person, so you put on the fat to protect yourself. When you put down your shield, you feel naked. Coming into OA, I've learned to have a faith in a higher power, and I've learned to express my opinions in a more professional and an adult way. And I just feel a growth on all 3 levels, on the spiritual, emotional, and physical. I've changed a lot because I'm willing to do service for people. I'm willing to be helpful and not to be so self-centered. I like showing up at work and not being afraid and having to call in sick, and not having to binge because I feel bad, or not having to eat something to get me through a bad situation in life, or a good situation for that matter. I really enjoy the physical recovery, the ability to be able to run up and down stairs and not be winded. I like being able to put on a pair of shoes and not sweating like I've been working out in the gym for a half hour. I also like being able to look people in the eyes, not having to look down at their feet, you know, when I speak with them. OA has given me some self-worth and dignity that I never thought would be possible in my life. And I do this a day at a time by following and living up to the 12 steps and trying to do service for people, interacting with people. And I'd say, for me, the easiest part was losing the weight. But the more difficult parts were the emotional and the spiritual part. And by showing up, you know, and taking suggestions within the program, I've been able to find solutions to those problems as well. As I said at the beginning, I'm very, very grateful that I found OA because OA has saved my life. Thank you.
I'm a clinical psychologist who has kept 70 pounds off for the last 3.5 years using the OA program. Professionally, I work with many patients who identify obesity as a significant health problem. On occasion, I see patients who state that even if they're not morbidly obese, they have lost the ability to handle food sensibly. OA can be for many a useful tool in their efforts to change well-entrenched negative behavior patterns like binging, purging, or even compulsive exercise. OA in its design is a cognitive behavioral program that makes available free daily community support in the effort to learn and practice new eating patterns. Like any new experience, some people plunge right in, becoming successful from the start, but more frequently, others go in bit by bit, a step at a time, learning by trial and error. In behavioral medicine, a major theory focuses on this trial and error, calling it stages of change of behavior, whether increasing exercise, stopping smoking, or losing weight. OA allows for the long time frame so often needed to achieve these changes. Every change is meaningful, accumulating daily until one day, 8 months later perhaps, you've noticed you've lost the 70 pounds. The changes don't have to be all or nothing, but like most things worth learning, it does take time and practice. As a self-help program, it works to engage the learner to become a teacher within a relatively short time frame and deepens the emotional investment to succeed. It's typical for people to try OA, find it difficult, and drop out, but many, after more unsuccessful dieting, return with the conviction that the program makes sense. It takes time, but I have met literally hundreds of people who have taken off and kept off 100 pounds or more for 5, 10, 20 years. You have to see it to believe it. The program works.
Hi, I'm Denise, a compulsive overeater, and my OA program beginnings were about 12 years ago when a couple of significant things happened. One, I changed jobs and got a new healthcare provider. And when I finished my first physical, this wonderful doctor was the first doctor in my life who confronted me with my morbid obesity. She put her arm around me and she said, "You are killing yourself. You have to do something." And she suggested a number of things, and at this point, weighing 270 pounds, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, single mother of three, trying to work 40 to 50 hours a week. I kept saying to her, "I can't do that. I can't do that. I've tried this. I've tried that. I tried every conceivable diet club out there. And nothing was working. The last place I went wanted $520 to get me started. And I said, I can't afford it, and I can't do it. I had even gone to one place where they suggested therapy, and I was paying a therapist $40 for a half an hour. And after five visits, she suggested that I don't come anymore because I just was too upset trying to lose the weight. And this lovely doctor suggested, "Then go to Overeaters Anonymous. They will not charge you anything. But," she said, "remember, this is for the rest of your life. Whatever you commit to, it's for forever." And that was just devastating to me. That is not what I wanted to hear. So in 1989, I went to my first OA meeting, and I didn't do it joyfully. I went with a great deal of grieving for the food. And I asked a woman to sponsor me, and she said she would. And she gave me a food plan. And she said, "I can only sponsor you the way I was sponsored." She said, "I don't eat flour or sugar. I eat three meals a day." And she said, "If you can do this, if you want to do this, you call me in the morning, and I'll give you my time. I'll give you 15 minutes a day." Well, I took that food plan and I made an appointment with my primary care physician, and I went back and I laid this on her desk and I said, look at this. Look what they expect me to do. And I fully thought that she would say, oh my God, you can't do that, honey. Don't even give it another thought. But she didn't do that. She took a lot of time. She looked at the diet and she said, this is fine. Go for it. Ah, I was devastated. Just devastated. And the other little piece of this is I had watched my husband die of cancer. And I had watched him waste away to nothing. I was really afraid of losing weight. And my physician was a very bright woman. And she said, I will see you every 3 weeks. I'll weigh you. And I'll make sure you're okay. And she did that for me. And the weight melted off of me. I said there were two significant things that happened to me. The other was, in my new job, I met this wonderful man from India. And my job, a part of my job, was to set up banquets for the place I worked. And I would love to do that because after everyone was gone, I got to eat. And he stood beside me one day, and as I was watching everybody eat, he said to me, the more you eat, the hungrier you get. And it was like, bingo. How did he know that? You know, it wasn't just about losing weight for me. It was something chemical, something that the minute I put food in my mouth, I got hungry and hungrier and hungrier. And OA addressed that issue with me. They told me that it was a disease, that I was not prideless, that I was not evil or bad because I just kept eating and eating and eating when there was no need to eat anymore. OA helped me to know that I was a sick person getting well and gave me the structure that I needed to get well. 150 pounds have melted off this body. It's been off now for 11 years, and I've been able to concentrate on my life. I have the nice, safe boundaries that I always needed to know how not to eat one day at a time. But beyond that, I've had the personality change that's promised in these 12 steps. I work every ounce of this program. There are tools, there are steps, there are traditions, there's nice, safe boundaries. And I work them all, and I have a very, very full life today. I've even been able to have some knee surgery that was necessary, but the doctors didn't want to do it because I was too obese. So I'm a very fortunate and grateful member of OA. Thank you.
A clinical psychologist in Needham, Massachusetts, offered this letter. Therapists can sometimes be myopic. When a depressed patient comes to us for treatment, we typically think first of how psychotherapy and/or medication can solve the problem. Too often, we don't consider other resources and potential solutions. Therefore, I want to share a situation that helped me become more aware of the seemingly obvious dictum that there are many solutions to the puzzle of human problems. The young woman in my care was very sad. She presented many typical issues that I see in my practice: poor self-esteem, lack of confidence, and a strong self-hatred that centered on years of struggling with a major weight problem. I took the approach that learning self-acceptance and making positive changes in one's life would make it easier for her to eventually work out a lasting solution to her problem of compulsive overeating. While my patient tried earnestly to work with me on psychological issues, she rejected medication as a way to reduce her depression. We struggled to make progress. Her decision to become active in Overeaters Anonymous for the second time in her life proved to be the turning point in her treatment. Not only has she lost and kept off a significant amount of weight, but more important, she has gradually responded to the OA program's teachings and personal support in a way that has led to increasing maturity and an improved sense of well-being. She still has issues to resolve. OA is not a magical cure, but I want to publicly recognize the valuable contribution OA has made to her life. I encourage other therapists to learn about OA and to recommend the program as an important resource and complement to their clinical work.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm a food addict, anorexic, and bulimic. I'm 28 years old, and I've been in OA for about 5 years. And basically, I can say I was pretty much dead for the 23 years previous to that. I grew up in a very overweight, obese family, and I actually was the thin one. I had an extra about 70 pounds on my body, and I thought everything was okay. I came from a normal family, big Italian family, and it felt okay. Everything seemed okay. I just wanted everything okay. And then I remember hitting teenage years, 7th and 8th grade, and all I did was look at magazines and just envy the people on those pages. I don't know what came first for me, my food addiction or my body obsession. There's a very fine line for me, but all I know is that if I just got thin enough, then everything was going to be okay. I'd do better in school, I'd have more friends, there wouldn't be so much yelling around the house, and I'd get along with everybody. I just thought if I got my body thin enough, everything was going to be fine. So what I did is I've learned to diet. I stopped eating any of my birthday cakes about 9 years old. I learned how to deprive myself. Every day a meal would consist of just crackers, apples, and oranges. And then after a while, as I got older, I couldn't contain just eating that much. And then I would just sneak. My whole life started then to be about this race of sneaking, eating, not eating. And then as I got older, exercise came in. And then after that, alcohol. And then after that, dating, not dating, wanting to date, and then eating, always going back to eating and not eating. My poor self-body image on the outside didn't even compare to the poor self-image on the inside. My addictions just took over. I didn't even know that I was unhappy. I just thought that was the life I was supposed to live. Just always immediately running for the next solution. I tried every diet imaginable. I went with families to everyone, every program that's out there, from Jenny Craig to Diet Workshop, bought all the food, and finished it all before the week was over, basically. At 22 years of age, I decided to move away, to finally get away. And I moved to California, 3,000 miles away. And unfortunately, I just hit more of a bottom out there. I did start therapy. And after 50 minutes of angrily speaking my truth about everything that was wrong outside of me, the therapist suggested that I go to Overeaters Anonymous. I had no clue what it was about. At 21, 22, I just thought, all right, I'll go. And I expected a scale, I expected to pay something, and I expected a quick fix. And when I went in there, my life just completely changed. For the first time in my life, I learned how to sit still and to surrender and to actually let go and let someone else take control. After a lifetime of trying to control everything, it actually felt pretty good to just release it. I've been holding in my whole life trying to exercise, diet, try and take control at work, try and do everything, and I found that I was just running, running, and running, and I was just getting too tired from it. I think, for me personally, I had to hit a bottom before I can even think of going to the top. My path is not only just one of changing the food that I put in my body and start a whole therapy I took about 4 or 5 years that it took for me to get the insides to match my outsides. My weight came off very fast, but unfortunately, my head, the voices in my head, did not shrink as fast. My weight came down about 50 to 60 pounds, and I've maintained it for about 5 years, 5.5 years. But I know that this life of control that I led, that when I came to OA, with that release, it just was so incredible that I finally could cry and learn to surrender. When I was in California, I realized that I was worthy of getting a job. Every aspect of my life changed, and it's basically just for me, for putting down the food. But besides that, I also developed a spirituality. For me, I was raised Catholic, and I personally was not getting enough out of that. And as I learned in this program to develop my own concept, something that worked for me instead of doing what always worked for everybody else, I found that my life took off. I started to believe in myself. I started to learn how to sit still. I didn't have to have the TV on and the radio on every 5 minutes. I didn't have to have so much noise on the outside. I actually learned to lie quiet. And I learned that it's just not about the dieting, and it's not about the body obsession. And there are days where I still struggle with it. But being in program right now, my struggles are far better than any struggle I had outside of program. I don't know where my life would be without program, and I actually do not want to know. I found a fellowship of people that have helped me to become the person I am today and know that I'm capable of becoming even more. I'm on a journey today. I don't live my life from the starting line to the finish line. I live kind of in the middle, just enjoying the path that I'm on and trying not to control so much, but also knowing that I have control of my life today. My addictions are still there, and there are times when I have to work it harder than others. But all I know that I could say is that there's something outside of me that helps me to learn, not only just with the food and not just with the exercise, but in every aspect of my life. Every relationship in my life has gotten better simply because the relationship with Jen has gotten a lot better. I don't have such high expectations on people, nor do I have high expectations on myself. At 5'3", I don't really see myself growing to 5'11", to be in a fashion magazine anymore. I've had to let go and grieve. I had to grieve not becoming a runway model. I thought that's what I wanted. But I actually just wanted the attention. It's not that I wanted to be on a magazine. What I wanted was the attention. And I've actually enjoyed having 3 meals a day. Because of being an anorexic, I would just have 1 meal a day. And I've learned that it's more about health. Health in my body and health in my mind. And there's just too many things that I've done to my life that has harmed my body now. And at 28, I'm still very young. But I have medical conditions that through bulimia and anorexia since age 9, 10, all the way up to about 20, I've had a long 5-year battle that I'm still working on to try and get my health back together. So I maybe would have never found this unless I hit a bottom and got to OA. So my gratitude outweighs anything that I've had to do to get there. So I'm forever grateful to this program. Thank you.
A health professional in Willoughby, Ohio writes, I am a registered dietitian working at a behavioral health hospital as the director of dietary services. I have always recommended OA to my patients. With a shortened length of stay, 7 to 10 days, as opposed to 28 days of treatment offered a decade ago, I see the support offered by OA as more critical now than ever. OA principles can be useful for a variety of diagnoses, from simple overeating to life-threatening conditions. The concept of abstinence I find particularly useful. OA is an excellent complement to my work. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this audio tape helpful in understanding what OA is and what it offers. If you would like to receive a copy of the newsletter offered by OA to the professional community, please log on to the website www.OvereatersAnonymous.org. If you would like to schedule an outreach in which a couple of local OA members will come out to speak to the professionals at your facility, please call the OA office in Arlington, Massachusetts at 781-641-2303. That's 781-641-2303. Again, thank you for your time.